Howdy, folks. You know, economists say that meeting your bills is easy. And that's right, too. With most of us, the difficulty is not meeting bills, it's avoiding them. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And, you know, lots of people sure seem to be enjoying a new song these days. It goes, day, oh, you've heard that. Personally, I'm a little disturbed by its philosophy. Now, this fellow doing the singing, he has a job on a banana boat. I think his name is Hill and Gully Rider, the way it sounds. But seems like he's not entirely satisfied with working conditions. Just as soon as it gets daylight, he wants to go home. I don't know. I'd think that after working in the dark, he'd appreciate a little daylight so he could see what he's doing. But seems to me he's got a pretty good thing there. All the bananas he can eat. And then when you work nights, there's no chance to squander your money either. Certainly it's better than working on a split shift, which in this case would be a banana split shift. I'll tell you, though, I'm getting to the point where I kind of hope this fellow gets to go home. Maybe that'll keep him quiet anyway. Well, maybe all that's wrong is that he doesn't know what a pleasant companion double mint chewing gum makes when you're alone. The smooth, steady chewing keeps pace with your thoughts and goes right along with your work without interrupting, you know. It's real cheerful chewing, and gives you long-lasting pleasure. Try some double mint. See for yourself, will you? Here's something else I recommend, too. It's Paula Richards singing Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Tiptoe to the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Shadow of a willow tree and tiptoe through the tulips with me. Knee deep in flowers we'll stray, we'll keep the showers away. And if I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. And if I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Oh, that's the kind of singing I like. Have you folks noticed there's a new fad kind of sneaking up on us these days? Everywhere you go, seems like you see a few more men wearing caps instead of hats. I wonder if the headwear people realize what they're doing to our language here. It's going to ruin some of our popular expressions, such as he'll argue at the drop of a hat, or he's talking through his hat. Of course, the new cap-wearing craze, it might bring back another old expression. You know, the one, it'll be a feather in your cap. And also, you can say people have got their thinking caps on now. There's one interesting thing, though, I've noticed. Some of these little caps, they have little belts in the back. You notice that? I guess those are for the buckleheads. I don't know. There's another thing in the news I think we should discuss. Mr. Herbert Hoover and lots of other folks say it's possible we might have a depression one of these days that'll make your hair curl. I'd think this would throw quite a scare into the home permanent wave industry. But you do hear about tight money these days. Naturally, we're going to be better off when it sobers up. But I'll never forget about the money panic of 1949. That is terrible. I don't expect you to know about that. This was my own personal panic. I was broke. In fact, it was worse than the depression of 1951. Which was another Buttram exclusive. But personally, I think we're going to use common sense and stay pretty much on an even keel. Because I know my Uncle Delbert, he's encouraged. He reports real success with his quitting business sale at the store. He says it's the best going out of business sale he's had in 15 years. I know that the cool, clean flavor of double mint gum lasts just as long as it ever did. And the price is still only a nickel, too. And refreshing double mint does you a lot of good. Now, for instance, chewing it helps keep your teeth clean and attractive. That's why it's a good idea to chew double mint after every meal. And also, have a stick right now, will you? While the Halloran Quartet sing a wonderful old spiritual.
Wheelin' a wheelin' a wheelin' a wheel away up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel go way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel go way in the middle of the air.
Now the big wheel run by faith.
By faith, and the little wheel run by the grace of God. A wheel in a wheel away in the middle of the air.
Some folks go to church for to sing and shout.
Way in the middle of the air.
Before 6 months they're all turned out.
Way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel. Away, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel. Away in the middle of the air. Now the big wheel run by faith. And the little wheel run by the grace of God. A wheel in a wheel. Away in the middle of the air.
In 6 months more they's back again.
Away in the middle of the air.
Now what the good church folks gonna do then?
Hallelujah in the middle of the air. Ezekiel, Ezekiel, away, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, away in the middle of the air. Now the big wheel run by faith, and the little wheel run by the grace of God. Wheelin', wheelin', wheel, away in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, away up in the air.
Oh, mighty fine, fellas. Real great. You know, I was just thinking, you remember the wonderful thrills of the early days of radio listening? I don't think anything will ever recapture them. Oh, really, it was the early nights of radio instead of days, because that's when you fished around for far-off stations and all. First, you started out with a crystal set with earphones, you know. Then graduated to a one-tube set. And he was more interested in hearing call letters than programs. I guess everybody was getting Pittsburgh in those days, and Shreveport, Louisiana. And it was sure fun bragging about it the next morning, wasn't it? In the Middle West, I know folks used to form parties to listen to the old Kansas City Nighthawks. Oh, my. Radio sure has grown since those days. I know a fella today that he gets Hong Kong, China on his radio set. Of course, he lives in Hong Kong. It makes a difference there. But I shouldn't get you to laughing right now, because it's time for the Buttram Bonus. Well, you know what day this is, at least I hope you do. On Fridays, Buttram sings. But we're going to keep right on calling this part of the get-together the Buttram Bonus, even on Fridays. If you don't like my voice, well, just chew some double mint gum while I'm singing. That'll take the bad taste out of your mouth, make you feel real relaxed and pleasant. That's about as fine a reason as I can think of for you to chew a lot of double mint right now. And if you run out, buy some more today, will you, at a friendly dealer's nearby. Well, I want to dedicate our song today to the canaries and parakeets that listen to us every day. Here we go. Are you sure that's my music you're playing?
Yeah, that's right,
Pat. Sounds like an introduction for Gladys Swarthout or something. We'll try it anyway. Here we go, Sammy. All this world is up to date. Even children stay up late. Things are not just what they used to be. All the world is off its nut. Going crazy, nothing but. Listen to an earful from me. Since rock and roll became all the rage, it's even got to the old bird cage, and my canary has circles under his eyes. He used to whistle the prisoner's song. Now he does snake hips the whole day long. My poor canary has circles under his eyes. His only pals are the yellow lark and just a tiny sparrow. But I'm scared that when he's in the park, he leaves the straight and narrow. I've raised this bird in a manner so strict, yet I've a feeling I'm being tricked, 'cause my canary has circles under his eyes. He has no girlfriends, that I'm certain of, but he sings, "What is this thing called love?" My canary has circles under his eyes. Birds of a feather, the old story goes, but love is something nobody knows. My poor canary has circles under his eyes. Perhaps he's worried, the little lamb. He always looks so solemn. I wonder if he's in a jam. I'll look in Winchell's column. He's off to dreamland when dark shadows creep, but I believe he walks in his sleep. My canary has circles under his eyes. Those great big round ones, circles under his eyes. Well, thank you very much. My goodness, be sure, get yourself plenty of double mint gum to have a nice weekend, will you? And help keep your teeth clean and all that. Chew it all the time. Well, this is Pat Buttram leaving and reminding you that opportunity always looks bigger going than it does coming. Goodbye. We'll see you Monday.
This is the CBS Radio Network.